Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. Hey. Hi there. Hi. Welcome to the Global Vision for Living Today. If you're alive, you need a vision. And if you have a vision, and it's not really what people think a vision should be, you're in trouble. How can I show God that I love him? Psalm 83:18, part 4. Wow, we have breezed through 1, 2, 3. And here we are at the closeout and the show out for God. How can I show God that I love him? And you know, it's very interesting. Hey, all you guys popping on, that this show did not start off as a religious show. Someone said, oh, is this a religious show now? You know, I really don't know what it is. It's a common sense show. It's the show to show you that God is thinking about you, or you wouldn't be up early, whatever your time zone is, to hear what that said, the one who said, I alone art the Most High God. This is incredible. But welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to our fourth division of how can I show God that I love him? Why would I even want to do that? What am I supposed to get for showing somebody something, some matter that I can't even see with my fleshly eyes? I can't hear with the ears that I was born with. Oh, my God. I can't reach out and touch. Hallelujah. In the name of his son, Christ Jesus. How can you, how can I show God that I love him? Well, without God, scripture says that we are nothing at all. No, nothing at all. We are worth nothing at all without God and the Spirit of God by which we have our being. So because of God's Spirit, we live and we're able to get to know him, get to understand what he did when he sent his son, get an opportunity to worship him in the way that he approved. And most of all, show the next man or the next woman that there's more to life than getting up on a routine. I hate a routine. You know, doctors say routine is fine. You'll live a long life. I hate that. I hate that. And you know why I hate that? Because anything in the universe that we see is already planned, and it is already pre-programmed. So we really don't have to worry about a routine. Get in God's cycle. Get in the universe of his being. And there we have it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Fish in the sea, I'm talking to you too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Colonel Harrison. I'm just calling him out, as you know. He's been our host in close to 230 episodes. I think he's missed 3 or 4, but we are still here. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Colonel Harrison, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Capitino. Listening audience, doing well. Thank you for asking. Hope all is well with you and the listening audience. It's just a pleasure to be part of such an informative show that's touching so many lives, Dr. Capitino.
Oh, my God, yes. And, you know, many people say that they don't think or know how some invisible God is governing their life. Well, I tell you what, keep on living and you'll see a miracle. How can I show God that I love him? It says show, not talk about, not try to tell somebody else something about him. But how can I, how can you yourself and I, how can I show God that I love him? Because if you are going to show this God that you love him, you've got to know something about him. Colonel Harrison, without a pie in the sky now, how can a person show God that they love him? What is number one? We're going to go over this again because we have something else at the end of the show. Let's name 3 ways. But you name 1 way that a person can show God that they love him.
The number one way to come, that I have, Dr. Coppertine, comes to mind is one has to get to know who God is, the Psalm 83:18 God, the God that the Bible says that men may know that thou, whose name is Jehovah, is the most high of all the earth. So to get to know God, even if someone has to teach them who God is, or they can read about God, they can listen to audio tapes about God, and the Bible is the main source for us to get to know God, the Holy Bible that contains 66 books. That's the first thing. We have to get to know each other. We have to get to know strangers. We have to get to know coworkers. We have to get to know our neighbors. So why not get to know who the Creator, God Jehovah, is? We have to get to know who He is, either being taught by Him or reading about Him, and He will reveal and make Himself known unto us.
That most certainly is so, but let's kind of switch the reel right now. If a person does all those things to get to know God, once they get to know God, what then are they obligated to do? Not just sit around, yeah, I know God, yeah, I got my clothes laid out for church. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm almost getting a headache even repeating some craziness like that. So once somebody gets to know God, and in order to show Him that they love Him, then what's next? I think this is why the world is in the shape it's in now. We got a lot of people telling me, yeah, I'm going to church Sunday. Oh, yeah, I got to put my Bible by the door. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. This is why, according to institutional organizations that track human intent and their reason for even being alive, they are saying that in America, only 20% now believe the Word of God, that it is the Word of God. The Bible is the infallible Word of God. Once they do all of this, yeah, I've been to church. Yeah, I'm getting ready to go eat. Oh, yeah, that sermon was good. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Then what? Think some of these ministers got this thing wrong. They're not supposed to just run in, listen, and run out. And all you all who are in that category know exactly what I'm talking about, because you can look out the window of your church and see the carnage. There to drive one block to your own home. I see you guys' hands because you know I'm telling the truth. Once they find out about God, I don't know how they find out. They've got to be taught. Once they are taught about God, once they have turned to Psalm 83:18, you know what? I heard some can't even go there in their own church. They bet not say Psalm 8, let's turn to Psalm 83:18. Bet not do it, because they ain't been doing it. And then if you know about that God, then you got to go on and find out, well, why did He create mankind? What are we here for? What did He say? And you mean you ain't under the what He said as a reason why? Colonel Harrison, oh, my God, help us out on this. Once they hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 about God, what then? Most
yes.
of them just let
Excellent.
Them walk out the door and then call them all mm-hmm. week and beg them or report some horrific news all week once they leave Sunday. Because they ain't been taught nothing else. I tell you what, from what I read, you better not run to them apostles with a certain kind of information. They will keep on walking. And I know Jesus did, because when He called a very special person to follow Him, He said, no, I got to go bury my father. I ain't even going there. Y'all look up what Jesus said in a matter of a few words and see what happened. So right now, once a person, oh, yeah, I know this. Oh, yeah, I know how to spell Nehemiah. Oh, yeah, I guess Mary. Oh, my God, you know, Pastor that I had a meal with was talking about Mary and her lineage. Mary was from here, and then Joseph was from here, and then Jesus, and I was shocked because I never heard it look like that before. But right now, Colonel Harrison, once they show God that. What are they supposed to be led to do or told to do?
They must yield. They must yield. They must yield their lives to God. They must surrender their lives to God. They must submit their lives to God. They must turn around from the things that they're doing that have caused them to get in the situation that they're in that's unfavorable, that's causing depression, causing suicide, causing disappointment, causing discouragement. They got to yield, submit, surrender their lives unto God and submit under the teachings of one who can teach them the principles of God and how God wants them to live, how God wants mankind to live. And so we've turned away from that. We've got to turn back around and get in alignment with God's will, God's plan, and God's ways for our lives, those principles in the 66 books of the Bible.
That most certainly is true. And I love all the 66 books of the Bible. I don't know if I know everything in it. But once that they show God that, there's something that they must do. It's something else that those people have got to tell them to do. It's something else that they have got to be shown to do. This showing God, Jehovah, that I love him. Oh, well, okay, you are too. He created you. What are you talking about? Don't get in my face. I'm like, yeah, I'm going here. I'm going to serve the seniors. I'm going over here. And I'm going to help some kids out of park. When we show God that we love him, there's one thing all y'all out there getting ready for tomorrow have missed. And let me tell you what it is. You've got to start putting that shoe leather on the street. You want to show him that you love him? You've got to go and spread the word about him. See, many forget that. You can ask them this question 10 times and they'll come around over on the east side. They'll come around on the west side with some kind of talk. Once a person who is interested in God, you know, I woke up, I'm full of dope, I can't live like this. Once they show God, once they are taught, and it's not going to be no other way. Once they are taught how to show God that they love him, hey, all y'all, start hiding under the sheets. You got to go tell the story. That's all God, Jehovah God, is interested in. In fact, he don't care, really, if you show him that you love him or not. Just learn about him, learn of him, and go make his name known. The Bible says, because they have made known my name, I will bless them. Hey, how are they going to do that just sitting up in there? Can't wait to get in the car to argue. Hey, how's that going to happen? How's it going to happen? Once a person come to a realization that my life is in shambles, I have nothing, don't know how to get anything. Oh, my God, maybe it's God, but how can I show him? And they're not going to do that unless they talk. A lot of people, especially ministers, talk, oh, yeah, they're out on the weekends. Oh, yeah, they're out. Well, who's leading the non-leader? That ain't the way it's supposed to go. How can I show God that I love him? You know what? The best way, and Colonel Harrison and I have spoken this morning, the best way that you can show him, number one, you have to do what he say do. You got to take so many months and years to learn that. But the quickest way to show God that you love, if you don't have nothing to do but knock on the door and say, Jesus is Lord, turn around and walk off the porch if you don't get shot off. God expects us to make known his name. And if you're not doing that, get up out of here. Get up out of here with them cheap thrift shop clothes you got on. Get out of here in them. I don't want to see you in my sanctuary if you coming in to listen and to walk out, knowing you ain't going to do two-thirds of what you heard. They're going to be calling the pastor Monday through Saturday, begging and crying and needing. The best way that we can show God that we love him is to go, G-O, I believe Jesus said, G-O, go make known his name, teaching and preaching. If you don't know nothing about him, start walking on the side, two by two, of those that do. You ain't saying anything, because he done already told you, make known my name. Now, any excuse, any hopes you got to pull up with, you need a wheelchair, it's one available. Go in the church basement and get you one. You need some crutches, go on in there. There's some young people. It sure better be. I hear people say, oh, well, you know, I just got old folk in my church. You ain't done your job. And you ain't showed them how to do the job. And most of them sitting up in many of these places, they ain't going to do nothing. Tell the truth. Send me an email. But right now, Colonel Harrison, we have some more exciting news. That's really all we need to know. How can I show God that I love him? That's the answer. And with what Colonel Harrison said, you've got to make known his name. Or you waste your time. You don't make known God's name when you drop dead. See what's going to be said about your name. Oh, he was authoritarian. Oh, he was. I already see the handwriting blurred on the wall. But right now, we're going to transition for a moment in January of 2023. I know many of you probably have already Googled us. That's probably why you're on this call into the thousands. I want to let you know, along with Colonel Harrison, that we are hosting an international platform for peace revival. And if there's ever been a need to revive people, I was talking to an alcoholic. He kind of stopped me going in the store, and these people just stood there because they didn't know if he was going to snatch me or do anything like that. But let me say this. If we ever needed a turnaround, if we ever need to tell people, don't get in my face without knowing that you need to repent. Oh, I've done that, a minister or whatever they call them now. I was reading somewhere, they don't know what to call them now. I said, boy, that's shocking. And I tell my God, I said, no, we don't know what to call them. Because whatever we try to call them, they are not doing that. They got some kind of country club-like effect over people that they're supposed to minister to. I don't know, because I'm not in one of those places where that's done. And you know, I can say something that I did twice, and they were all outside in the parking lot. You know, when God knows it's time for a change in some of these places that claim they're bearing his name, it's time. January, it's going to be a three-day event. Some will only come for one day. It's going to be on the East Coast. Colonel Harrison is spearheading that. And I did catch him, I guess, by blindside because, Colonel Harrison, do you have anything to report about the revival coming up in January of 2023 for our listeners? I know this week you were cycling around for information. Is there anything that you have to report to our listeners about that? I know you're excited. I'm excited. We usually hold the revivals on the West Coast, but now we're going to try the East Coast and see what our brothers on the East Coast can do. I see a lot of other people that's on the East Coast doing, oh my God, a lot. So look out for January. Colonel Harrison, what about what date are we hosting this? I know we don't have an actual date, but it's going to be the 1st of January, middle of January, toward the end, but it is January. What is your word you have to say to the audience?
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Capitina. Yes, we're looking at probably toward the end of January. I'm also looking into the venue, researching and collaborating with a potential site now and waiting to get further information and details regarding to this particular venue, where the where the revival will be held. Used to be a historic place, and so that is pending, and I'm excited about the fact that there is a need for a revival, and what better time to bring in a revival than a new year when people are celebrating, and we all we're going to celebrate individually, we're going to celebrate our individual a celebration of a new year resolution, all that kind of stuff. Why not celebrate the true and living God? So I'm working on all the details and particulars at this time.
Great. Well, I see a lot of hands, and I do go along with, oh, my God, everyone's on this page. Many are saying, well, why toward the end of January? Normally, people, December 31st, they're geared up. They start buying whiskey around the middle of Christmas time. Why is it that there's a date toward the end? And I'm kind of on this same thing, too. Why would we wait till January has already gone? I think people, especially in the shape that we're in now, we would want to look at something no later than the second week in January, and that might be too late. Just like the revelers got their whiskey ready to go December 31st, I think anything that we would want to host, we'd want to catch these people within the first 10 to 12 days of January. I wouldn't press that end of January because now you got Valentine's Day, people getting ready for that, a lot of weddings take place then. I wouldn't want the true God of the universe to have a program split in two like that. Is there any way we can go back to the drawing board and look at some dates? I don't know if there's a reason for us to wait toward the end of January. That's really pushing the envelope there. So can we actually deal with something that is closer to the maybe end of the first to actually the middle, and the middle is really too late because every corporation comes out with their plan for the year. Every organization that calls on the name of Jesus got something going. I'm already seeing it now. So is there any special reason why we should wait until the end of January? Is this because of your schedule or what? Talk to us, and you got thousands here
yes.
listening. Is there any reason that
yes,
we should hold up to the end of January, and it's supposed to be a new year, this or that? I personally think that's too late. I would go for the end of the first week, end of the second week without fail, and that sounds sketchy, but at least it's something that might be practical. You have people listening that really might want to get involved coming to the East Coast, depending on how we actually market this. So I would say, I wouldn't go past the 15th. Now, if there's anything else going on out there in D.C. that we need to know about, then let us know. But I would not drag God's program to the end of January. If anything, it would be somewhere between December 31st and the 5th.
Yes, I will revisit with the venue representative and ask him to check the week of beginning January 4th, the week of January 4th. It was initially the dates that the venue representative gave me, but I'll go back and revisit and tell him we'd like to move it to the earlier part of January, the week of I'll make an inquiry about the week of January the 4th. See if that's availability, and then have a further update at a later time when we further update our listeners.
Okay. Hey, you guys out there. You heard Colonel Harrison. Now, this is what we had planned originally a few years ago that went very well. People arrive in there for the first day. They have a dinner. International Platform of Peace. Set a New Year's celebration or whatever, and everyone is eating, dining, they're getting to know each other. You're up there talking about the agenda for the next 3 days or for the next year, what are our plans. That's nothing more than a get-to-know meet-and-greet dinner. Maybe 2-3 hours, everybody goes to the room or wherever. Then day two, That's when the agenda is. This speaker here, this speaker on that, this speaker on that, lunch break, this speaker, this speaker, this speaker. Then the third day, that is a breakfast where we recap or summarize what has happened thus far, and then they get to sightsee, they get to leave. By 12 noon, we should be finished, and then they're on their own. So basically, say on that Thursday, it's going to be the meet and greet dinner. Then the next day, the full day agenda, which is a Friday. Then Saturday, we're back for breakfast to thank everyone, meet new friends and whatever. And then they get to leave for the airport, Greyhound, bus station, or wherever they have come from. They're on their way back. So really, those 3 days, while it might sound like, oh, it's stressed out for 3 days, I don't know, I can do it. Oh, yes, you can, because all you're going to do Thursday, you're going to eat, meet, and greet. Then the program from 8 a.m. all the way to maybe 5. Then the next day, you're back to congratulate and award people that came out and spoke, and then you're on your way back home. So I would imagine that we could put that together again, because that's the same thing that was put together when we had planned this before. So I'm very happy about that. And in fact, ooh, just talking about it, I can hardly wait. But I would imagine that you and I and the others will get together and actually talk about that. Is it doable? Why is it doable? Why should we even be interested in holding a revival with the world as it is? But we're just not coming for a revival. We're coming as a game changer. We are coming, I haven't seen this, and I'm not going to say Wakanda or whatever it is. We are coming in the name of the one and only true God. We come in to kick out. We're just not coming to sit and eat, got some crutches laying in the chair. That's not what this is about, you guys. We're coming to show the world that there's still somebody standing for God, somebody still talking about the real God. The program is how can I get to know God, or whatever, something like that. That could be one speaker. How can I show God that we can use the highlights of the program, every one of our shows that tells us there. All I got to do is go to our dashboard and start scrolling down. Under programs, we can use some of the highlights, the programs that have had the most viewers. Talk about that again, but we not only are there to give God some glory, we are coming to show people how to do what God has asked them to do. That's what this is all about. No more talking. They already talked all year, ain't done nothing, ain't got nothing going, ain't got nothing to show the world. No. I'm not, and I know, oh, my God, look at the hands clapping. I'm not coming nowhere just to hear nobody talk. We are coming to put God's church, the wisdom of God. We're coming to talk about things that God will put on us and on our tongue. We're not coming there. They've already been doing that, running the church every week. Ain't done nothing. Look, 20%. We only have 20% now that even interested. That's going to be a job to even corral them. So that is what I believe this revival is about. I see you guys clapping. Hey, y'all, get your walking shoes on. Get your walking shoes on. And them men back there on the East Coast, they better have some territory cards, some names of people that want a home visit. We're not coming there to waste time. I'm not going to do it, and I'm not going to advise nobody else to do it. If it's not going to be like that, you guys stay home. But since we're telling you that you're going to be revived, no questions asked. Stay tuned as the weeks turn into January, and you can always reach us at mothernature7@gmail.com. Colonel, how can our listeners reach you? Quickly, we got 60 seconds. How can they reach you for more information?
You can reach me via email, wharri1943@aol.com, or you can reach me at via Facebook, William Harrison, Washington, D.C., or Second Union Baptist Church at yahoo.com.
Thank you very much. See you next week. God bless you. More information coming. Watch your emails, too. You will be hearing, and you will be understanding what you're hearing in print. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And just know, if you're listening on this line, Jehovah has something for you. You can make him mad. You ain't got to deal with it. That's between you and your God. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.